This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. The third and final presidential debate is tonight at 7. You can catch it here on CPR. Debating, of course, is just one way candidates get their messages across. Another is their logos, emblazoned on everything from yard signs to bumper stickers. This morning, on the lighter side of our election coverage, Colorado Votes, two Denver design experts are going to critique how well or not the candidates are branding themselves. Rick Griffith runs a design studio called Matter, and Eli Gerson is a partner at the firm Design and Image. Neither had a hand in designing the logos we'll talk about. Rick, Eli, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All the logos we're going to discuss are at CPR.org, so if you'd like to follow along there, we invite you to do so. Let's start at the top of the ticket with a race for president. I really like the Romney-Ryan double R logo with that cascading front leg of the R. What do you guys think?
Well, first of all, I mean, it seems to be three R's. So, I mean, we have to ask the question of who else is on the ticket.
You know, I'd have to give Romney some credit. I think they broke away a little bit from the standard Republican look and feel of the stoic, conservative serif fonts that represent the most of the logo with the exception of the R. However, I think the R, while trying to be, I think, a little softer than the conservative look and feel,
okay,
is a failure. Yes, it's three R's. I think what he's trying to do is the second read of three people. Those people, to me, look very blobbish. I'm not sure what they're – I mean, they're not inspirational. They're not really together. I think that's what he's trying to achieve. But when I see it, I just want to brush my teeth.
Actually the thing that I was going to mention as well.
It feels like a crest?
It looks like toothpaste.
Toothpaste in the 90s, yeah. They had the three swirls in it so that you could – deodorize and brighten and whiten.
Exactly.
And maybe the cinnamon flavor.
It's a fresh campaign.
Let's go to Barack Obama's. This is largely unchanged from 08. And the designer said that he was looking at the O in Obama's name and thought of a rising sun and a new day. Is this a good logo to have stuck with?
I think that Obama changed the game 4 years ago, and they put so much effort into this brand. I can't think of any other candidate where all you can see is that O on the bumper sticker of somebody's car and know exactly who that candidate is.
Without any words.
Tremendously successful. And he also, I think, was able to use the standard flag, red and white stripes, but to do so in a more unique fashion. It does look like a sunrise. It looks like a new hope. And I think that's where it's successful.
The bright shade of blue here is the big takeaway for me. Most of the time, you're seeing a very navy blue. And this blue, I mean, from a brand perspective, it works more like the Tiffany blue. And it's such a beautiful sort of radiant color that you can't help to sort of feel optimistic when you see it. It's not like this dark navy blue that everything sort of responds to by contrast. It might as well be black. But in the world of brand, you know, deploying devices that work on multiple senses is really, really helpful. And in this case, you could see this beautiful blue from a distance and really know what it does.
Well, let's move to the congressional races in Colorado. We had you look over some yard signs beforehand for the tightest races. And I don't know, anything grab your eye, good or bad?
Right away, the typeface deployed for Joe McCloskey, who's a Democrat running in the 6th.
That's right, Joe McCloskey, and he's running against a Republican, Mike Kaufman.
Yeah, that typeface was deployed for McCain 4 years ago, and the last time we saw that typeface deployed, it was on a Republican ticket.
Eli, what do you think when you look at the congressional yard signs?
I guess with Joe, one thing I would give him credit for is at least adding a little bit of personality with his tagline, "Not your average Joe." I'm not so sure how exciting that I am about that tagline, but at least there is some personality there.
Joe's really only one of two candidates who has a slogan. You have Ed Perlmutter, the Democrat running in the 7th against Republican Joe Kors, and his is "Our Neighbor, Our Voice."
Right. And I think any time that these candidates can take that opportunity to instill some personality, some idea of their platform, more the better. Most of these, I think, are lacking opportunity.
I like the what's going on with Congressman Perlmutter's piece, where subliminally you're thinking the word mutter in the background and the word voice in this tagline, sort of like one thing creates this internal punism and you just sort of play with it in your head and it becomes memorable. I'm sure it's not hurting him.
I had never thought of the mutter part of the Perlmutter name, and then he uses the phrase "our voice."
I mean, I don't like puns,
but
it's punny and through that becomes, you know, memorable and somewhat funny.
Let me point out also that Perlmutter's is the only image that does not use red, white, and
right.
blue. Everyone else is going with red, white, and blue. He's going with blue, white, and yellow.
Well, the gold for the Colorado flag, I think, is what we're getting at here. It's a local race, and therefore I think that he's really playing into that, which is good thinking all the way around.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and we're having some fun looking at the logos for various candidates in Colorado. The fonts they're choosing, the images, the emblems, what it says, and whether it's all that successful. Joining us are two Denver designers. Let's move to the images in the 4th District. So this is the race between Democrat Brandon Schaefer and Republican Cory Gardner. Gardner really is the only candidate who's using a symbol other than a flag, a star, a stripe. He's got, Eli, describe what you're seeing there.
I think Cory Gardner is one of the few candidates that's taking his cue from Obama from 4 years ago. He might disagree with it, but in fact, he is doing it by creating this icon, this logo, which is not your standard boring flags and stars. Instead, he's saying, I am a man of the people. I am a local person. I am amongst the mountains, the farms. I care about the common man.
He's got a farm there, a barn. It looks like a silo and mountains in the distance.
I think Eli's quite accurate here. Candidate Gardner is using a number of different tools to create a narrative, and I think it's very successful for him. What that narrative is limited by these icons now, and I'm not sure if that's all that's at stake for him.
So he might be boxing himself in with a logo like this?
Well, it's hardly aspirational. They're objects. They're environment and tools of a particular craft. So I don't think that they have the aspirational components that perhaps the Obama logo has.
A sunrise.
Yeah, a sunrise, right. A new day. But I think he is making a connection to his constituency.
What do you think is the least successful image you're looking at?
I'm going to say it's going to be Scott Tipton.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Scott, but it looks like someone very young and very inexperienced designed this logo.
Scott Tipton is the Republican running against Sal Pace in the 3rd District. What gives you the sense that he's inexperienced? It's a nice, bold Tipton. You've got the stars and stripes, and it's red, white, and blue, right? Those are all of the things you have to hit.
All of the things that do not make you stand out compared to what Pace is doing, where he's taking advantage of the Colorado flag and really taking kind of a contemporary stylistic spin on that. Scott's font is bold. It's also a little horsey.
Horsey is a word that only we know. I think you need to talk about what horsey means.
I think that's true, because I'm trying to find, like, you know,
Gardner is really literally horsey.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
Tipton.
So what does horsey mean exactly?
Horsey means basically to scale too big. If you think of a person's relationship to a horse, you can't see over the middle of it.
Okay.
So it's sort of like right here in front of you and just too damn big. You know?
Right. I have no other opportunity but to see this Tipton and how poorly spaced the letter forms are. It's very amateur.
Pace, on the other hand, as you've mentioned, integrates the C from the Colorado flag. And is really one of the few to do that, to make this feel like, oh, this is not a race that could be in New Jersey.
That's a big opportunity for him. I think a four-letter name with a single syllable, with a Colorado. I mean, he could win it strictly on trade dress, if you will.
Trade dress.
Yeah, you know, that's what we call logos and marks.
Trade dress. I love all these terms. It's so exciting.
I mean, Scott Tipton looks like he's running a branch of the USPS. It looks like he is the guy to entrust with a package.
I think it's good. You look at the two icons that they're each using to represent their logos. Scott Tipton has used the flag and the stars in no necessary conceptual way, whereas Pace has taken the Colorado flag and sketched it, as if to say, I'm going to take a new take on Colorado.
Well, this has been a lot of fun and a learning experience. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Eli Gerson is with the firm Design and Image. Rick Griffith's design studio is called Matter. They're both in Denver. And our conversation adds a little laughter, at least we hope, to Colorado Votes, CPR's election coverage.